with it. Diamond trying to give chase. Puck is sent up length of the ice. And there's your icing. Stoppage of play. 11:07 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, I mean, the River King response is so crucial here. I mean, that second goal definitely gave the Ox just a whole new lease on life. And then to come down there on another fast break opportunity and bury it, just it's a tie game and see how the River Kings react.
Still plenty of time for either team. 11:07 left to go in regulation. Of course, Wisconsin Rapids wants to get that. The big 2 points stay atop the division with a squatch. But still a lot of hockey to be played as Rapids won that faceoff. Shot sent up into the netting behind the goal, so we got another stoppage of play.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of league position, I mean, the River Kings really can't afford to drop anything in this next little run until they almost face the squatch again.
Absolutely, as another game going on tonight, the Mullets are taking on the Ducks, and the Mullets are up 5-4 over the Ducks. So a lot of hockey to be played yet over there as well, as another stoppage and another faceoff coming, this one to the glove side of Mayrose, as they, something about that puck they don't want to use.
Yeah, I noticed in training a couple of pucks have chips out of them, so maybe that was the problem.
Well, stands to reason. There's now they got one they like. And now we have a face-off. Diamond in there for the River Kings. Didn't quite catch a number of Minnesota. I believe that was actually Caleb Gore. Rapids bouncing pucks in it on Mayrose. Not able to hit home. Rapids try to center it. Puck still loose. Can't quite get an opportunity. Was Diamond. Raffert sends it back down. Diamond chips it up ahead. Diamond still chasing with Ilion. Minnesota starting to crash down on the puck. Sent up to neutral ice. Beauchamp takes it as he's skating right through. Brings it up the zone using some speed. Shot one timer right in the belly of Mayrose. And some stoppage here. 10:24 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, one thing I think will be so crucial for the River Kings D right now is just to be strong on that blue line. Like, those two fast breaks leading to the two-on-ones, they were capitalized on well by the Blue Ox. It's so important for the River Kings to keep the zone and keep that pressure back on the Blue Ox and just limit those fast break opportunities.
Well, 10:24 left to go in regulation. Rapids wins that faceoff. They are able to keep it in as Cooper sends it down. McNeish gets contact in the corner. Puck set back up. Bulldog just inside the blue line. Fakes left. Shoots. Blocked by the defense. Backhand opportunity in the slot. That was Locker. Shot sent in. A little fluttering just wide of the net. Mayrose did not have to touch it. Both teams are fighting on the near corner. 10 minutes left to go in this third period. Minnesota does gather that puck, and they get it out center ice. Rapids has numbers over Minnesota. Garcia takes the puck. Skates behind the goal. Leaves it back there for Bulldog. Bulldog sends it up ahead. Nobody home. Garcia got there, but just not in time. Cooper fighting with it, as well as Bulldog back with it. Puck is sent up. There's Lombardo fighting for it down there as well. 9:35 left to go in regulation. As overtime could be a possibility tonight. As Puckner sends the puck down low. Bulldog. Rapids playing a little bit of defense now, as they're trying to get up ahead. Bulldog sends it up, center ice. It's out of play, so we got a whistle. It's 9:15 left to go in this third period.
Yeah, I mean, the game just completely turned on its head in a space of like 2 minutes, and now we're in a tight, super tight 3-3 game where no inch is being given.
Rapids comes away with that faceoff at neutral ice. Garcia bringing the puck up into the zone, and they're going to whistle offsides. That's close, but that's a right call, I do believe. Rapids pleading their case. That is Allstrand pleading his case, saying his one skate was still at neutral ice, but that's referee's discretion. Schweitzer going up there in the faceoff, and they have another whistle. They didn't like how Hanke and Schweitzer were in the faceoff there. So they're going to have him redo it. And they do, and Minnesota comes away with it, but it's stopped by Tudich, and he takes a shot just
great
wide
steal
from the slot. Now there's a close opportunity for Rapids, but no cigar. Minnesota recovers, and they try to get the puck out. They are able, Rapids keeps it in, as it was somehow picked up by Schweitzer, sent down deep. Fighting in the corner is Allstrand. Whole bunch of River Kings down there, as I believe it's a Braggio fighting for it. He gets to it, and it's a numbers game for Minnesota. Big block, big save by Turcotte. And that game stays 3-3, 8.5 to go. River Kings trying to get possession of the puck in back of the net. Puck up center ice. Buckmeyer picks it up for Minnesota. Now Rapids back with it. Dente can't quite get it to stick on his stick as puck goes back into the Rapids zone. 8:10 left to go. Puckner picks it up, trying to skate into the zone. He dumps the puck down there. Minnesota gets a line change. Rapids back on the attack. Garcia sends it up. Ilian picks it up inside the blue line, trying to center it. Tiptoe, trying to drag around his defender. Isn't able to do it. He lost his handle, and the puck is sent back down. Picked up by Bulduk. Bulduk trying to decide if he wants to go right, left, over, under, wherever he goes, and it's chipped up to center ice and goes up into out of play as we got another stop at 7:39 left to go here in the third period.
Yeah, that the Abrego line again, just with another great chance coming in on Turco and wired straight at his face, I think it was. I think Turco seemed to be seeing how his mask was doing, and game stays 3-3.
Yep, and they drop the ice, they drop the puck, and you have Turco, who's not even ready. He's got his glove off. He's got his blocker off. He's still trying to get his mask figured out. An official comes over, and I think that was more of an apology. Hey,
yeah,
sorry, man. Didn't realize you weren't ready, because I don't think he even looked at him.
Yeah,
he's trying to
not
get his glove all figured out, and blocker and helmet. So, I mean, that could have been a bad situation, but then again, referees caught it,
yeah,
and no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I wonder what would have happened if it somehow made its way in the net.
Well, that's one of those. I don't think the officials were watching for that. Because normally they make sure that goalie is ready. And yeah, there's no way he was ready as puck is sent out to neutral ice, gets up into the netting. And we got exactly 7.5 minutes left to go in regulation with a 3-3 hockey game between the River Kings and Blue Ox. Raffert comes away with a face-off at center ice. And then it's picked up by the Minnesota squad, sent down deep. Raffert picks up the puck, pass it up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, back pass, over to Diamond. Diamond, he's got some speed going. He breaks it up into the zone. He comes up, shot,
oh,
in
wow
the corner, and it's a goal!
Wow.
Diamond gives Rapids the lead yet again. Diamond with a one-timer, top shelf, Rapids leads.
Great finish. Really well taken. A great goal. Just opens his body up and then shoots it far side on Mayrose there.
Yeah, Diamond got the puck just inside his own blue line, and he races up. Center ice over, carried to the blue line from the circles. Sent, snipes him over the glove. Corner, Rapids leads.
Yeah, I mean, a great nifty player Diamond is, and a really good night from his line. I thought they've been buzzing around the ice. Really good puck movement between them, and then
I would have to guess that's an unassisted goal, but we'll get the official word here in just a moment. As Rapids trying to get the puck out of their own zone. Mm-hmm. As Minnesota, oh, Beauchamp with the assist, and Raffert on the assist. So there were assists that I didn't think, and Rapids had an opportunity, and it's covered by Mayrose.
Yeah, I mean, Diamond just came in so quickly right there. I mean, you thought you might have just picked off a Blue Ox, and it turns out to be a couple assists to be handed out.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be, because, I mean, he picked that up right inside the blue line all by himself, but oh well, that's all right with me. I won't complain, and I don't think those players will either.
No, definitely not.
as Rapids regains the lead 4-3 over the Blue Ox. Puck is dropped to the blocker side of Mayrose. Rapids comes away with it. Bryson tries to go under the crossbar, just goes over it as Rapids holds his own. You kind of feel Rapids starting to feel a little more. That was re-energizing, exactly what they needed, as we got 6:20 left to go. Coming up, you know, I always like to look ahead. You got to think maybe another 4 minutes, not even, and maybe depending on what the score is, Minnesota might have to call a timeout.
I mean, that goal from Diamond just really kind of, it gives the River Kings life, but also just kind of mutes the Blue Ox for a bit. Just a great goal like that.
Atkins gets the puck up into the zone as Minnesota is able to wrangle it away from him. Farnsworth comes up, gets it up into the neutral ice. Rapids gets him back off of it. Atkins with it. Atkins trying to crash the net, and he isn't able to. Puck is loose on the near side. Atkins tried to stuff it home, but no, man, great job hugging the post there by Mayrose as the puck is loose behind the net. Bryceland with it. Again, Atkins sent back behind there, and man, surprised there wasn't a holding call on that, but we play on. Officials doing a great job of allowing both teams to play tonight. It's really a lot of fun to watch that when that happens. Puck gets bumped around, sent out to neutral ice. Minnesota cleared the zone, got kicked back into the Rapids zone. Rapids back on the attack, sent up neutral ice, and it's sent just wide of the net, and there was no whistle for icing. Thought about it, but now got bumped. The puck got sent high into the netting, back down on the ice, and we got another stoppage. 5:06 left to go in regulation. Rapids leading 4-3.
Yeah, I mean, the refs not calling. I think they're just letting the game play. Just there's a lot of mutual roughness between the teams, and I think just let it play, let it run.
These
kind of build up more playoff atmosphere early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, and these teams, they've got a history.
Yeah.
Just like Rapids and the used to be the Minnesota Moose, they've jumped leagues now. But, man, these two teams, they go back quite a while. So good to see them allowing the kids to play, the young men to play. Yeah. And that makes a lot of fun. Hockey is 5:06 left to go in regulation. Face-off glove side of Mayrose. Minnesota comes away with it. Puck sent behind the goal. And there is no penalty called as Minnesota skater lost his edge. Shot to goal! Walker from the slot! And we got one for Rapids. And I think that's his first goal.
Yep, it is indeed.
The River Kings pick up the puck, and they're taking it to the bench. Rapids regains a two-goal lead, 5-3.
What a great confidence boost for Locker there. I mean, he's had a couple of games, hasn't really found not too much going for him, and then just kind of top of the hash mark sort of area, just throws it on net, squeaks through nicely.
Yeah, he got the top of the circle, and it was one-timer, top of the hash marks, about mid-slot, and in the back of the net it goes, and Rapids regains a 5-3 lead over the Blue Ox.
Nice. Well played by Locker.
15:07, time of the goal. We'll wait the official word on assists. That's what will be coming up momentarily as Rapids wins the faceoff. And a cover of the puck by Mayrose. A stoppage, 4:45 left to go. Yep, Isaac Locker with the goal. Unassisted goal. So Rapids, they're in business. Two-goal lead, but they had one earlier, and it went by the wayside. So hopefully a little bit different outcome this time for Rapids. If they can hold on to 4.5 minutes, you got to think maybe Minnesota's going to think about that timeout a little sooner than I was anticipating right before Rapids got that two-goal lead again. Minnesota gets the puck, carries it in the zone. Hanke, he gets it down deep, gets pushed back, in back of the goal. Rapids sends it back out. Scherf, he tries to take a slapper, and it bounces off of Denti up into the netting, out of play, and Denti looks a little shaken up there. And we will be getting a new puck coming up here as we have 4:17 left to go in regulation.
I think the dynamic of the two-goal lead has changed a bit. I think in the start, there was still so much time left that the Blue Ox really just kept on working. But now with the more time pressure, it really puts the Blue Ox against the wall.
I would agree with that assessment. Minnesota's like, what do we got to do?
Yeah.
And that's a little frustrating. Like Rapids was frustrated earlier in the game. They couldn't get a puck in the back of the net. As Rapids wins that face-off to the blocker side of Turco. Allstrand giving chase. Minnesota gets it back. Rapids gets it back. Center ice. There will be no icing as Minnesota missed a chance to touch up. Minnesota gets the puck behind their own net. Schweitzer harassing as they get the puck up. Still stuck in their zone. Abrejo with the puck. Harassed by Tudic. Puck on the far side. Far side, that is Hayden Henke. He's got the puck, and it gets wrangled away from by Rapids. Tudic gets tied up behind the goal. Pretty clean game tonight. Just two penalties, one on each team. Rapids did get a power play goal on that as we got 3.5 to go. Rapids with a 5-3 lead. Rapids keeping that puck down there, just really eking away time as Mayrose is kind of looking over at the bench, seeing what they want them to do because they're running out of time for an extra attacker. Puck was touched up right at the red line, center ice, sent back behind the goal. Rapids kind of fighting for it. Minnesota comes away with it. 3 minutes left to go. Mayrose giving another look at his bench, seeing when they want him to try to make an approach off and give the Blue Ox an extra attacker. Rapids skating behind their goal. Bryceland comes up with it near side. Crosses the center ice, breaks into the zone, goes up along the boards. Centering pass, shot to goal! Bryceland to Atkins. Atkins puts it home, and that will probably be your Wayne Larrabee dagger, where the River Kings go up 6-3 over the Blue Ox.
I think just a matter of time. It's just too much for the Blue Ox, and Atkins gets his 6, assisted by Bryceland. A really good combination. They both have a ton of speed. Just Bryceland just blazing down the wall there, feeds it in front to Atkins, who's there to bury.
17:46, time of the goal. And if you're the Blue Ox, I don't think you worry about pulling the goalie anymore. Yeah. This one's all over, but the crying is Wisconsin Rapids really thinning the herd of the Blue Ox, using their own slogan against them as we have a whistle.
Yeah, I don't think after the first you'd think, oh, it's going to be a 9-goal game now, because after how tight that was in the goaltending.
Oh, absolutely. This has been a very, very entertaining hockey game as we get a redrop of that puck and Rapids comes away with it. 2.5 to go as you can really start feeling that Minnesota is a little discouraged out there as Atkins got the... Owen Atkins got the goal. And Bryceland with the assist, only one assist. Oh, another assist, and that's by Garcia. They gave 2 assists on that, so that is your most recent goal as Wisconsin Rapids gets the puck deep, and there is a
Temple's
whistle,
a
and there's some face washing going on out there.
There's all sorts going on.
Yes, there's some gloves and sticks being thrown out there by Nielsen, it looks like, from Minnesota. He's not happy about something. Little conversation, Garcia and Nielsen talking, and they're trying to get Garcia off the ice.
I think he's pointing to the box now for Garcia.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
I think it'll be a night, both Garcia and
Garcia and here. Nielsen. Think that's going to be matching penalties?
Yeah.
And
I mean, there's so much going on. I think I missed the initial contact on Bryceland. I saw Bryceland in the corner, and then Cooper goes to defend his teammate.
Yep, that's getting the captain's meeting. I think there's probably going to be coincidental roughing.
Yep.
2-minute penalties as we got Garcia and Nielsen.
I mean, as a Blue Ox player, you just have to be frustrated. It was such a tight game. You get it to 3-3. Just so much emotion in that. And then for the River Kings to just come back so quickly and just put another 3 on you.
That's one thing that Coach Paul's talked about, is just how fast his offense can score.
Yeah. So. Just remarkable, just the turn of events. Just, you think momentum's now with Blue Ox after they bury 2 in quick succession, and then Wisconsin just flipped the script, and it looks like a 5-minute major on the Blue Ox.
Oh, 5-minute penalty on Nielsen. Rough penalty for Garcia. So Minnesota's penalty, Cooper Nielsen. Boarding penalty, 5-minute major. They're both 17:53 is the time of the penalty. A 2-minute minor, for Garcia for roughing, as I kind of thought it was going to be. Yeah. But they got goaded into that by Cooper Nielsen for a five-minute boarding penalty, and I can understand some frustration being on that.
I believe the initial contact was on Bryceland. I saw him just sort of lying down in the corner sort of area, and I think that must have been the first hit, and then Garcia got one for the after.
So we're gonna see how this goes here, how they're gonna play this, if it's just gonna be 4-on-4, or how they're gonna do it.
To see.
Or if they're gonna say coincidental 5-on-5, but Rapids will have three minutes of a power play, which there would actually just be 7 seconds of a power play to end the game.
Yeah.
So we're getting this. We know as much as you guys do, listening or watching on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And, of course, 105.5 WIRI.
I think the refs have settled on a 4-4 situation.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be. 4-on-4 hockey for 2:07, or for 2 minutes, 2:07 left in the game, and then a 7-minute or 7-second power play for the River Kings. That's really just the formalities of what's going on. Rapids leads 6-3. Well on their way to win number 16 if they can hold out a miraculous comeback by the Blue Ox in the final 2 minutes of play. Far side. That is Raffert. A little push from behind. No penalty. Oh, I agree with that. As Schweitzer gets tied up down there behind the goal line. Puck still loose. Lombardo comes up. Near side. Lombardo inside the blue line. Hallstrand gave some pressure along with Beauchamp. And Raffert with the puck, just spinning around. We got 1:17 coming up. Hallstrand, far side, skating into the zone. Really just got to eat up this last minute. Don't really need to add another, as there's a shot in, real soft shot, covered up by Mayrose. And we got 1:08 left to go in the game. And 1:01 left to go in the 4-on-4 hockey, and then a 7-second power play for Rapids to end the game.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of feel for Mayrose here. I mean, he's had a really spectacular game. I think it's more of a team falling apart there at the end.
Yeah, I think you could see a little bit Minnesota getting tired out there.
Yeah.
It's a very emotional game as Rapids wins that faceoff to the glove side of Mayrose. Denti, pass across the way to Bolduc. Bolduc, little wrister from the top of the circle. Rapids keeps possession of the puck, almost looking like they're on the power play. Bryceland shot high from the blue line right up the middle, and that's gloved by Mayrose. 45.6 seconds to go. Mayrose, man, he's been outstanding. I can't compliment him enough as he's made 41 saves on 47 shots faced.
And countless just really high danger chances as well.
Yeah, a lot of those. I mean, you would think with some of those saves, he doesn't make them. You are seeing
see double digits.
Yeah, you might be seeing almost a 16-goal night for Wisconsin Rapids. No disrespect to Minnesota, but that's just how well Mayrose has played tonight. Really tip my cap to the young man as the puck gets sent out to center ice. 24 seconds to go as the River Kings just trying to salt this one away. 13 seconds left on 4-on-4, and then we'll have 7 seconds of River Kings power play. But won't matter as we are down to just 13 seconds left in the game. A big, nice poke check away by Turcotte. Puck or net comes off the line, and 8.3 seconds left to go in the game. There's 1 second left to go on 4-on-4 hockey as we are going to have a nice night celebrating Wisconsin Rapids with another River Kings victory here in 8.3 seconds.
And Henke just shows his amazing individual skill again, just kind of dancing through. He'll be a player to watch for tomorrow, rejuvenated with some blood in his mouth sort of thing.
Face-off controlled by Minnesota. Can't quite get to it. Puck shot in, turned away by the defense in 1 second. And there's your horn, and that's a River Kings winner.
River Kings definitely deserving of the 2 points here. It's a really, like, there was adversity in the first with that one goal on 5 shots, and then they really just rally. They get the lead early in the second with the 2 goals, and then 3-1.
28 saves in the game for Jome Turcotte, and then 41 for Pierce Mayrose. First period really was flying by as Mike Abreu, he scored the first goal of the game for Minnesota at 6:59. with assists going to Hayden Henke and Kellen Maher. So that was how the score stood. 1-0 River Kings at the end of one, Minnesota Blue Ox at the end of one. Second period, River Kings got the equalizer in a hurry as Caden Schweitzer scored with 1:50 into the first period. Then with an assist to Owen Tudich and Felix Allstrand to tie up the game. Rapids would take the lead for the first time later in the period. Franco Denti scored at 10:22 with assists to Noah Diamond and Mikhail Ilion to give Rapids a 2-1 lead going into the third period. Third period comes, and Rapids scores again, 5:55 into the frame, where Owen Tudich got assists from Allstrand and Schweitzer to give Rapids a 3-1 lead. Now, this is where things got a little funky, as Minnesota, they were not discouraged. About less than 2 minutes later, Henke got his goal as he was unassisted to move the game to 3-2, 7:37 left, or into that second period. Minnesota, oh boy, Mike Abreu, he had a nice night for Minnesota as he got a second goal of the game just about less than a minute later with an assist to Buckmeyer to tie the game at 3-3. But Wisconsin Rapids said, not so fast, my friend. It's Rapids went on a tear to end the game with three straight goals. Noah Diamond got his goal of the night at 12:50. Raffert and Beauchamp on assists. Then Isaac Locker got his first River Kings goal at 15:07, unassisted, and then the final tally came 17:46 when Owen Atkins with assists to Bryceland and Garcia to end up the scoring. Again, Wisconsin Rapids, 47 shots on goal tonight compared to Minnesota's 31, and it was Jon Turcotte, 28 saves on 31 shots faced, and Pierce Mayrose, 41 saves on 47 shots faced.
I think we'll be skating on Monday. The coach just got a bit wet in the celebration.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And he's like, come on, guys. What you doing? Coach is wet? That's not normally a good thing. No. He's sitting there saying, come on. He likes it. But he's laughing. But you guys are going to pay for it, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
All jokes aside, well, that was a fun one tonight.
Yeah.
And it's come to an end as we have a 6-3 River Kings winner over Minnesota. Tomorrow, Wisconsin Rapids taking on these same Minnesota Blue Ox as they look to wrap up the weekend sweep, pick up a big 4 points, and stay atop the standings as, boy, not a lot of hockey was played tonight other than Wisconsin Rapids and in the Dells. And last I saw, the Dells was losing, which doesn't necessarily impact Rapids too much, but we will worry about that tomorrow night in our pregame recap of the night before. So, on behalf of myself, Mike Comer, great job, Carl. Great job, Art. Rory, awesome as always.
My pleasure as always.
Matt, great job keeping us in line yet again. Starts cracking the whip sometimes, but it's worth it when we're thinning the herd by a 6-3 score. So again, myself, Mike Comer, Seth Habegger back at the studio on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. Good night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Wisconsin Rapids River Kings Hockey.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI.
On your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. It stays on her mind when you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing. storm blowing in.
Thought about you for a long time. around your picture today. I swear I'll change my ways. I just called to say I want you to come back home. I just called to say I love you. Come back home.
Happy Holidays from 105.5 WIRI.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Come and gone, and I'm still here holding on to this rifle and a picture of my kids, saying it's a holiday. Sure as hell don't feel that way. I don't think Jesus meant for it to be like this. A paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. Do the best we can, make it feel like home. A turkey dinner on paper plates. Sergeant bows his head to pray. Boombox playing Silent Night. Camouflage Christmas lights. Probably
by now. Bundle up and sledding down, catching snowflakes on the edge of their tongues. Standing up at the top would be the prettiest girl I've ever seen, whispering a quiet prayer for all of us. A paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. We do the best we can to make it feel like home. A turkey dinner on paper plates. Sergeant bows his head to pray. Boombox playing silent night. Camouflage Christmas lights. Some say I'm a hero, but I'm just a dad who's trying to protect the most precious thing I have. Someday I'll be home again, and our world will be right before tonight. Paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. We do the best we can to make it feel like home. A turkey dinner on paper plates. Sergeant bows his head to pray. Boombox playing silent night. Camouflage and Christmas lights. Thank God it's a silent night. Camouflage and Christmas lights.
CBS News Brief. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol apologizes in a TV address, saying after briefly imposing martial law earlier this week that he'll leave it to his conservative political party to choose a course, including matters related to his term in office. With that, he follows his comments with a deep bow. A backpack found in New York Central Park is believed to belong to suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Nora O'Donnell reports.
The gunman was wearing a backpack during that brazen shooting in the heart of Midtown Manhattan more than 60 hours ago. Police now believe the man they are looking for has escaped New York City.
After a four-day search, the body of Elizabeth Pollard is recovered from a sinkhole near Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania State Trooper Steve Lamani.
She was about 12 feet southwest of where the original sinkhole occurred.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper teens to 20. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, highs right around 40 degrees, then a chance of showers into Sunday night. It's 24 right now.
You're making me wanna sway. You're making me wanna play some Alabama and Jackson. Got you around my neck. You're making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that, oh yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country.
Turns me on, it's the shape. don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you. Like everything that's green, girl, I need you. But it's more than one, and one makes two. I put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted, and I wanna call you mine. Wanna hold your hand forever and never let you forget it. Yeah, I wanna make you feel wanted. Anyone can tell you that all the time, I know you do, but your beauty's deeper than the makeup, and I wanna show you what I see tonight. When I wrap you up, when I kiss your lips, I wanna make you feel wanted, and I wanna call you mine. Wanna your hand forever, never let you forget it. 'Cause baby, I wanna make you feel wanted. As good as you make me feel, I wanna make you feel better, better than your fairy tales, better than your best dreams. To you more than all I ever wanted. I just wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted, and I wanna call you mine. Wanna hold your hand forever and never let you forget. Baby, I wanna make you.
Country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
So here we are, here all alone. The band quit playing, everyone went home. But the stars are still out, and you're so damn hot, and I ain't ready for the music to stop. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup, a steady rock until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I feel a little sing-along. Baby, be my love song. Girl, fast or slow, three-quarter time. It don't have to make sense, and it don't have to rhyme.